I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective, episode 153. This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your teen turn struggles into strengths. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for being here with me. Guys, thank you for listening to this podcast. Today, I will be sharing one of my favorite parenting secrets. This is actually number 5 in a series. I know I didn't do it all at once and all there. There's been interviews in between, but today we're going to be talking about the number 5 secret that I wanted to share with you, which is self-connection and inner wisdom. This is one of the most underutilized parenting tools that you have that will change everything, and I wanted to share it with you today. Before we do that, number 1, I wanted to thank you guys for some of the positive feedback that I got for last week's episode, my interview with Cliff Ravenscraft. That podcast was a little different than a lot of my normal podcasts. So thank you guys for letting me know that you enjoyed it, that it was beneficial. I was actually a little worried that some of you guys would be like, "What? This stuff is weird." But I promise you, this is the foundation to becoming the parent that you have always wanted to be. And understanding some of this spiritual / mental and emotional components is powerful to help you really grow into that parent that you want to be. And today, like I said, we will be talking about self-connection and inner wisdom. This is something that I feel like, I probably started teaching this, maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and I have just loved it. And it has helped me as a dad. It's helped me as a business owner. The more I connect with myself and who I want to be, and the more that I trust in the wisdom that comes from within rather than sources outside of myself, the more in line I am with who I want to be. And it has really helped improved where I am as a dad and also as an entrepreneur. So I'm really excited to talk about today's topic. Like I said, this is number 5 of a 10-part series. I don't think I'll have as many interviews in the second half as I did in the first, so we'll probably get through it a little bit quicker. And this is just an opportunity for me to share with you some of my favorite parenting tips that nobody else is talking about. Because most parenting tips are more focused on the lie and the illusion that you can control your teen. And if you just parent the right way, well, then your teen would change. And we all know that's not true. So without any further discussion, let's just hop into our topic, self-connection and inner wisdom. And I would like to give a little bit of background information when it comes to self-connection. One of my all-time favorite books, one of the books that I recommend the most to parents, is the book Leadership and Self-Deception by the Arbinger Institute. In that book, they talk a lot about self-betrayal. They talk about betraying yourself. And I believe that self-connection is the opposite of self-deception or self-betrayal. So the book talks about how, this is just kind of my easy, simple definition. But basically, self-deception is betraying yourself by doing something contrary to what you feel inspired to do. That is self-deception. Now, the way that the book defines it, they say that self-betrayal is an act contrary to what one feels he or she should do for another person. and that is self-betrayal. And that self-betrayal leads to self-deception, which leads us into the box. And then being in the box affects everything that we do. So if you have read Leadership and Self-Deception, which if you're in the membership, that was our book of the month for April. And we had a really awesome, powerful discussion about it. But if you want to better understand self-connection, also seek to understand self-deception. And a powerful place to learn about that is Leadership and Self-Deception. They have another book by the Arbinger Institute called The Anatomy of Peace. That's the one that my dad prefers. Like, he likes that better than Leadership and Self-Deception. I think they're both great. Leadership and Self-Deception is the one that I like the best. So this, in my opinion, is actually one of the biggest problems that parents face. They're in self-deception. They're in self-betrayal. And in other words, they are not living how they want to live. That's why I always talk about being the parent of your dreams. That will connect you to who you want to be. Just identify, no, this is not how I want to behave. This is not how I want to talk, how I want to think, how I want to feel. And then explore, well, what would the parent of my dreams do? Oh, I would do this. You are building that connection. So if you have ever told, if you've ever told your teen, do as I say, not as I do, you are probably living in self-deception because you are not living in alignment with who you want to be. And like I said, this is what creates a lack of self-connection. And this lack of self-connection, it impacts not only what you do as a parent, but how you think and how you feel. You probably lack self-connection if you've ever felt lost and confused as a parent, or if you've ever felt trapped and stuck. And as far as I know, that's like almost every parent at some point in their journey as parents. I know I've felt that way. So the answer to this lack of connection is actually the opposite of what most parenting advice would tell you. So if you're struggling with this lack of self-connection, you might feel lost or frustrated, or maybe even like you don't even want to be on this ride anymore. Like, please, someone let me off the parenting ride. And the problem is most parenting advice actually makes things worse by perpetuating the lack of self-connection. Most parenting advice has you focus on doing certain things to get your teen to change, which is exactly what causes this disconnect. So if you want to feel empowered and happier, or if you just want to enjoy parenting more, start by increasing your self-connection. And I'll give you an example. Recently, I was on Facebook and I saw this parenting ad. And the ad was like, are you tired of your child not listening to you? Are you tired of your teen always breaking the rules? And I get it. Like, for good ads, we have to like speak to the problem. But then the next thing was like, well, if you want your teen to listen to you, if you want your child to obey you, you have to do X, Y, and Z, and you have to start blah, blah, blah. Well, the only problem with that is that the whole focus is on living outside of your, like, who you want to be. You're breaking that connection, and you're being someone inauthentic, someone that you don't want to be, hoping that your teen will change. And this causes a disconnect. So my invitation to you is stop focusing on how to get your teen to follow the rules. Stop worrying about how do I get them to get better grades, or how do I get them to be happier or more confident, and instead focus on who do you want to be as a parent. Connect with that version of you, and then you will have more impact and more influence on your teen. One of the interesting things, so I coach a lot of parents, and a few parents are ruining my streak. It used to be 100%, but typically I'll ask something like, have you ever, like, do you remember when you were a teenager and you were maybe in trouble? I'm thinking back to my own experience. And do you remember thinking like, man, when I'm a dad or when I'm a mom, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to actually listen to my kids. I'm going to be cool. A lot of times we just discredit that. Well, that was my mad teenage brain that thought that. Yeah, but there was some truth to that. That is who you wanted to be. And you can connect with the version of you that you always wanted to be. And that builds self-connection. And once you build self-connection, that increases your inner wisdom. And one of the things that I hear parents say all of the time is, I don't know what to do. Like, this goes back to I said earlier, if you ever feel lost and confused as a parent, you've probably told yourself, I don't know what to do. Or another version that I hear all the time is, I feel lost as a mom. Or I feel like I'm out of control. It's funny, I feel lost from moms, and I feel like I'm out of control from dads. I don't know why that is. We can explore it someday. But if you've ever felt lost, out of control, you just thought, man, I don't know what to do. This comes from a lack of self-connection. And you don't know what to do because you aren't in touch with your inner wisdom. And if you're not listening to and trusting your inner wisdom, you are going to feel lost. You are going to feel out of control. And as you build this self-connection, you will start tapping into your own inner wisdom. And you'll feel more confident. You'll feel inspired and wise. And this will change everything. Just recently, one of the mothers in the membership was talking about how, man, I hear you in my head all the time. She was telling that to me. I'm sorry that she has to deal with my voice in her head all the time. But she's like, it's like I know what to do. Like, you're telling me what I should do. It's like, here's the thing. Like, you are projecting your own wisdom onto me. Like, you are imagining that the voice that's speaking that to you is mine. But that is your wisdom. And she's like, man, I have the best advice. Like, I know exactly what to do. That is why I want you to connect with yourself and to trust your inner wisdom. So I wanted to break this down just a little bit. And I wanted to give you a little bit of help for how to build this self-connection. So the first step that I would recommend is connect with your mind. Now, I don't know, there's a lot of emphasis on mindset and mind work. With all of this new emphasis, I feel like sometimes we forget about really good, basic, fundamental practices. And we're like, no, we want to do the new, shiny thing. When I talk about connecting with your mind, I just want you to get to know how you think, what you believe, and even what's going on subconsciously below the surface. The more awareness you have about how your mind works, the more intentional you'll be able to be about how you work your mind. Because one of the things that I learned from my coach, Jim Forden, and I quote him all the time, you are not your thoughts. You are the thinker of your thoughts. Take some time, gain some awareness, understand how you are thinking and why. And to help you do this, I always recommend that you start doing thought downloads. Like, seriously, if you can just sit down and write out your thoughts for just 5 minutes sometimes. I prefer like 10 to 15, just general rule of thumb, 5 to 20. That's a huge window. You will be shocked at what is going on in your head. And the better you understand how your mind is working, the more power you have to change how your mind is working. The more power you have to choose and control and manage your own mind. So step one to building self-connection, connect with your mind. Step two is to connect with your emotions. Emotional health is the ability to experience any and all emotions. I'm here to tell you that everyone has emotional health. We can all experience a wide range of emotions. Even teenagers, like lately teenagers, when I ask them, like, what would you say you feel the most throughout the day? They're like, anxiety all day, every day, or overwhelm. The problem is they're hyper-focusing on one emotion. Every teenager, every parent I've ever taken through this exercise, they have confirmed that, oh my goodness, yes, I feel so many more emotions than just anxiety or overwhelm or frustration. To better be able to experience any and all emotions, I recommend that you increase your emotional intelligence, which I define, and guys, I made up these definitions, so if you hate them, sorry, go find better ones. But for me, emotional intelligence is the ability to identify what you are feeling and to understand why you are feeling that way. That is emotional intelligence. If you can just understand, oh my goodness, I'm feeling anxious right now. Why? Oh, because I'm going to California at the end of the week and I'll be doing this activity with teens, and teens are hard. What if they hate it? Okay, that's why I'm feeling anxious, because this is what I'm thinking about. That is emotional intelligence. And here's the cool thing. Like, I can move my attention. I am the thinker of my thoughts. And some teens might hate it, but I know some are going to love it. Like, this is just going to be exactly what they needed. And boom, all of a sudden, I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling excited. If you want to better connect with yourself, if you want to improve your self-connection, connect with your emotions. This is something I would invite you to do, like, just periodically throughout the day. Explore, what am I feeling and why? And as you do that, like the thought download, I told you, I don't know, 5 to 20 minutes, this connecting with your emotions, I would set a random timer throughout the day and I would just explore. Oh, it's 10 o'clock. What am I feeling right now? Oh, it's lunchtime. What am I feeling right now? The better you connect emotionally, the better you'll be able to handle uncomfortable emotions. And the better you can handle uncomfortable emotions, the better you'll be able to create the desired emotions that you want, and the better you'll do in quote-unquote tough parenting moments. Okay, so to recap, step number one for building self-connection is to connect with your mind. Step number two is to connect with your emotions. Step number three, this one's a little bit different, and it's a little bit woo, and it's a little bit out there, and I love it. Step number three, start trusting your wisdom. For this, I recommend that you get quiet. Sit in silence and explore your thoughts. Manage your attention, quiet your thinking mind, and tap into your own inner wisdom. Members in the membership have told me just how shocked they are at how freely answers come when they turn their attention inward. One of the practices, one of the things, when you join the membership, I have a training and an exercise with silence and your inner wisdom. And the training just trains you on why it's so powerful to be able to quiet your mind, listen to answers that come from within. And like, you guys will probably recognize this, but you have the chattering voice. It's like, well, what will the neighbors think? What would my parents think? What about this? What about this? Like, you have to quiet that part of the mind, that part of the mind that has been trained to what if, and to question, and doubt, and fear, and tap into that quieter, more confident part of your mind that's like, we could do this. This would change everything. So I recommend that you manage your attention. quiet your thinking mind and tap into that inner wisdom. It might help if you go to a quiet room. It might help if, I don't know, while the kids are at school, maybe you just decide, you know what, I'm going to sit still for 10 minutes. I'm going to play some soothing music. I'm just going to practice quieting my thinking mind and tapping into my inner wisdom. You have all the answers that you need. You just need to make time and space to be able to notice them. And when you get good at listening to your wisdom, trusting your wisdom, and letting it guide your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, you'll be shocked at how much clarity you get, especially in those quote-unquote tough parenting moments. Far too often, parents trust outside sources, a parenting book, a podcast, or their favorite life coach. Now, I see the irony here. I am what a lot of people consider to be a parenting expert. I haven't written a book yet, but I do have a podcast, and I'm a lot of people's favorite life coach. Even so, I am not the expert of your life. I cannot know what you should do. In my church, there's this big push right now that our main leader, we call him a prophet. He's telling people, like, hey, you need to be able to connect with God. You need to be able to receive your own personal revelation. As a prophet, I can't do that for you. Now, I'm not calling myself a prophet by any means, but I will tell you that that principle is still true here. I don't have inner wisdom for you. Like, I can't tap into your inner wisdom and access it for you and give you all the right magical answers, but you can. And that's one of the things that if you join the parenting membership, if you would take time, sometimes, like, I'm in the silence every single day. Sometimes it's just once a week, and that's all that I need. If you will take the time to build this self-connection and tap into your inner wisdom, you will find that parenting becomes easier. Connecting with your teen will get easier. And it all starts with you. You are the parenting expert in your family. So, to recap those three steps for building self-connection, 1, connect with your mind. 2, connect with your emotions. And 3, start trusting your wisdom. These are all things that I would be happy to help you do inside the parenting membership. Now, I do want to tell you about a couple of things. Things are going to be changing here on the podcast, inside the membership, inside my coaching. And I want to just let you know the super awesome, super exciting news. I will be relaunching my Impact Parenting course in June, and it is going to be amazing. And those of you who are already members of the membership, you're going to get access to all of it. Nothing is going to change for you. You're just going to be a member. You're going to get all the amazing stuff that you are used to having, plus all the new stuff that's going to come with the Impact Parenting course. And I just want to let you guys know, this change is coming. It is going to be awesome. If you don't want to miss a thing, I'm going to invite you to do one of two things. 1, go join the membership. What are you waiting for? It is awesome. If you are in the membership, you will not miss anything. You will have a front row seat to everything that I do, and you're going to get it for just the price of the membership instead of having to purchase the new Impact Parenting course all on its own. The second thing, if you aren't ready for the membership, that's okay. I get it. Go download my free Be the Change workbook and start laying the foundation in your own life to help you start creating these changes so that come June, when I launch the new course, you're ready. You can hit the ground running because you already have these skills. So keep an eye out on that. This will be coming early to mid June. So I don't know, about a month away. Be ready for it. It's going to be awesome. There are going to be some cool changes, but I wouldn't even call them like changes, just awesome improvements. So if you want to go join the membership, go to benpewcoaching.com/FFP, stands for Firmly Founded Parent. And if you want to access that free Be the Change workbook, go to benpewcoaching.com/be the change. All one word, nice and simple, benpewcoaching.com/be the change. And I will see you on the next podcast. Did you know that parents and teens all over the world are struggling? I believe that the most important thing that you can do in your teen's life is simply being an impactful parent, which means taking the time to understand what parenting traps are holding you back, and then taking that knowledge and using it to completely uplevel your parenting. This is why I've created a brand new quiz to help you better understand your own parenting traps. This quiz will help you pull back the curtain on your own parenting and gain some powerful insights so you can stop getting caught in the same old parent traps. This quiz will help you start being the parent of your dreams so you can finally create an impactful relationship with your teen. This quiz will take you less than 2 or 3 minutes, and it is completely free. If you want to take this quiz and better understand the traps that are keeping you stuck as a parent, go to benpewcoaching.com/parent-trap-quiz and get an insight into what is holding you back as a parent so you can completely uplevel your parenting. I'll see you soon.